USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is imposing new sanctions on Russia over interference in the 2018 midterm elections. A statement from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying that four Russian entities and seven individuals are being targeted, including a Russian oligarch. Pompeo says the U.S., quote, will not tolerate foreign interference in elections. Presidential son Eric Trump says since an impeachment inquiry was launched against his dad a few days ago, his dad's been doing pretty well in the fundraising department.
In the first 72 hours since the impeachment came up, my father raised $15 million in small dollar donations, 50,000 new donors who had never donated to a political campaign ever before. I mean, people are rallying behind this. They see it for what it is.
The younger Trump speaking there on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Three of four inmates who escaped an Ohio jail are back in custody found in North Carolina. The four men were being held in the Galea County Jail when they overpowered two female corrections officers and escaped just after midnight Sunday. Police still searching for one escapee, Lawrence Lee. They believe he could be dangerous. The Democratic head of the House Intelligence Panel says he's planning to subpoena Rudy Giuliani as the committee investigates the Trump-Ukraine controversy. Congressman Adam Schiff telling 60 Minutes on CBS that they need the evidence from President Trump's personal lawyer. Giuliani has been linked to efforts to press Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Giuliani told 60 Minutes yesterday he only did what he was asked to do.
I did not do this on my own. I did it at the request of the State Department. And I have all of the text messages to prove it. And I also have a thank you from them for doing a good job.
And this is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Now a special report as doctors nationwide are seeing a sharp rise in teen depression and suicide rates. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports that a psychologist in Georgia says it's clear social media is playing a role in this.
The suicide is a result of the increase in teen depression.
Dr. Maggie Fox with Kaiser Permanente in Alpharetta, Georgia says depression and suicide rates rising sharply in teens ages 14 to 17 across the U.S.
The rate of teen depression is increasing all over the country.
Dr. Fox says there are three major categories parents need to pay attention to when your teenage son or teenage daughter starts displaying depressive behavior.
Isolation, irritability, and fatigue. An example of the isolation is when they stop hanging out with their friends on weekends, having their earbuds in whenever they're around family, or they're in their room or on their gaming console constantly.
Dr. Fox blames social media and says teens like adults need a break from it all.
There's no quiet time in their heads. Everything is public. Social media, grades, violence, it's all being pinged to them on their phone all day long. And their mind has no quiet time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
Just learning that Texas Republican Congressman Mac Thornberry's just announced that he won't be seeking re-election in 2020. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.